Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. History writer Barbara Hegney describes some early cases of strange diseases and suicidal behavior in her book titled Settling the Rogue Valley, The Tough Times, The Forgotten People. Hegney speculates that toxins such as mercury, lead, cyanide, strychnine, and glycerin may have seeped into drinking water from the working mines of that era. She gives the example of Annie Brown Earnshaw, who lived in 1860 on Sterling Creek, south of Jacksonville. One morning, Earnshaw rose early, fixed breakfast for her husband, and mysteriously went into convulsions and died. She was only 19 and had never been critically sick in her life. Among the suicides Hegney mentions was Henry Schock, who in 1861 walked to Hopwood's Mill near today's Central Point, Oregon, and said he wanted to blow his brains out. Attempts to talk him out of it failed. In another case, William Krauss, a well-mannered and friendly German cabinet maker, became delirious and tried to cut his wrists with a chisel. That didn't work, so he tried to saw off his arm. Still alive, Krauss hanged himself, but the crossbeam broke. He finally ended his life by shooting himself behind the Bella Union Saloon in Jacksonville. Today's episode of As It was written by Marianne Mason, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Batten. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.